I feel guilty because of the stuff that was in the press saying that you can control to these levels and you get people coming in and reading in Balance, the diabetic magazine. It was a, you know, I've never had a blood sugar over 5 in my life. But they failed to say whether they're type 1 or type 2 diabetics and a number of other things. You know, so the press makes you feel guilty, effectively, and they're trying to put out the good word. You don't get many people writing in Balance saying, I've got awful control of blood sugar, and, you know, I'm doing my best.
You said that you were, in some sense, ashamed of having diabetes.
Yes, I'm ashamed of what it... Well, I had shame because of hypoglycemic attacks. They make you feel so small and stupid. You know, it's like being extremely drunk. And, you know, and you wake up the following morning and say, did I do that? And, you know, except with diabetes, you don't remember it, but you know you behaved very similarly to being extremely drunk, or worse than you would do if you were extremely drunk. You do the most stupid things.
I'll return to an earlier question then. Can you remember how people reacted initially when you said you'd got diabetes? What were attitudes to diabetes in 1979?
My mother was very upset about it because she thought it was her fault because it was hereditary, although there was no history of diabetes in the family. She knew it was terminal, which it is, but not too terminal. Obviously got a shorter life expectancy than somebody who is not diabetic because of cardiovascular problems. So, you know, my mother was aware of these things. My father was also. My sister wasn't very happy about it either because, you know, it's possible she could become diabetic as well. You know, so, you know, it's not a happy situation. And I wasn't very happy about it either. I had to change a lifestyle very rapidly. Hey, I was a smoker when it happened, and I wasn't the day afterwards, I'll tell you, once I found out what your risk factors were. I gave it up there and then, and that was it.
What about attitudes to diabetes in society? Did people seem to know much about it?
No, people do not know much about diabetes. They know it's due to you need to inject insulin and all these sort of things, but they know very little about hypoglycemic attacks and what the effects are. Obviously, if you see somebody behaving abnormally, people automatically assume you're drunk or these days taking other drugs. So, you know, society certainly does not accept hypoglycemic attacks. It tends to be, the most I do is call an ambulance. They will not do anything else.
Were friends and colleagues sympathetic when you were first diagnosed?
Yes, although it didn't really feel like it at the time. You know, they used to tell you what stupid things you did, which didn't help things. I'd rather not know, if you know what I mean. In fact, I was sitting in the canteen with my legs crossed on the seat and these sorts of things. And I think wearing Wellington boots, you know, it doesn't help you knowing that. And that's one of the incidents. As I say, the early days were quite tough when I was at work. But OK, they said it. You know, they weren't trying to make you feel bad. They just said that's what you did. But as I say, I'd rather not know, I think.